Right now it is time for Judy Wertman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Look, I can see Judy Wertman now walking around the apartment getting that exercise. Good morning, Dr. Wertman.
Good morning to you. And I did enjoy both your conversations. And I absolutely agree with you, Marshall. I think about the day and how in the past, pre-virus, I would say, should I, should not, I take a walk or go to the library or maybe, you know, visit a friend or, you know, in my case, you know, maybe even walk around the beach. You know, it was like, oh, I'll do it today or I'll do it tomorrow. And now there is no tomorrow. I can't do it today. And I think, why didn't I take advantage of these things, or why did I take it so, you know, for granted that I could do them? Because I did. Everybody did. And now, of course, we can't do any of the above. And I think we're all perhaps developing an appreciation for the kaleidoscope of our lives before this, when there was so much to do and so much stimulation and so much opportunity. And now we're dwindling down to sort of a unified bit of activity. We get up, we maybe walk a bit, we, you know, take care of things in the house, put on our masks, and it's certainly sort of monotonic. And that's why they walk, and I laughed when you were talking about walking your dog. I think dogs around here are getting more exercise than they ever have in their life.
Probably.
Because when you want to get out of the house, you say, oh, I'll walk the dog. And it makes sense. I mean, if you just take a walk by yourself, you can do that. But it's just, think if the dog's looking at you, think I must take the dog out. And I think if people could walk dogs on walk cats on leashes, they do the same. But it really does help.
So have you been
to sort of get out of your house?
Are you able to? Is life such that you can do that there?
Oh, you have to wear a mask.
Right.
And what people do, and I think we are doing it almost automatically now, is if you're on the sidewalk and somebody else is coming in an opposite direction, one of us steps on the road.
Which is really good for dogs in a good way.
Or on the grass or on the lawn, so that we're trying to be 6 feet with, you know, between each other. And especially if you see people coming who are not as fully masked as you think they should be, then, you know, oftentimes I will simply even walk up a driveway to get out of their, you know, environment totally. And you know, one of the problems, we wave to our neighbors across the street and our friends across the street. I recognize people by now because we all tend to have the same time we're walking our dogs. I recognize the dogs. But, and we can't really talk to each other. But it does help. It makes you feel like there is a world out there. And one of the things that I also, and as I said in the article I sent you, enjoy is the fact that, you know, there is a natural world out there. I mean, I was out last night with the dog, and I noticed the moon, and I thought, oh, it's, you know, it's small now. It's waning. But it gives me a chance to really get beyond myself. You know, to hear the bird song and to see the flowers coming. And where I live, there are these little lizards that seem to be around every place. And or I saw an iguana climbing up a tree the other day. And it was things like make me feel that the natural world is going on. The natural world doesn't realize that, you know, the economy is tanking and we're all, you know, possibly going to get this terrible virus. It just sort of continues, and it gives you a feeling that maybe there is a world beyond your own little environment. And it's reassuring. You know, it's going to be here now, and it's going to be here in the future, and we're important, but, you know, there's something beyond us. And I think a walk really does that. I mean, more so than just looking at it from, you know, through the window from inside your living room.
Or watching it on a screen. What I'm interested in is, do you have any tips or suggestions for people to, you know, notice that natural world? Because I think
I think that's really key.
You know, one of the bits in the Marshall conversation is that his world is very much going back and forth between the station and the home. So he has a way of noticing the natural world when he is doing that. But, you know, it's been a long time since he went for a hike, for example.
Oh, sure, but you don't have to do that. What we don't really notice are the subtle changes that seasons bring about. I mean, even a place where you think there aren't any seasons, you know, because I'm in Florida right now, so I can't get back to Boston. But even so, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a little longer, the songbirds that usually migrate, you know, from New England or colder places to the south came back. And so instead of hearing parrots and crows, which are sort of the birds that seem to inhabit our environment, now all of a sudden I'm hearing, you know, the songbirds that will eventually, or maybe they are on their way already, going back north. And but you have to listen to it. Or you have to notice that a tree that, you know, is just now getting some blossoms or turning to seed. But if you look at the subtle changes around you, and for goodness sakes, you have the time to do it, no matter how, you know, you can take up 3 or 4 walks a day, you'll see that there are changes that are seasonal. You know, let's hope that we are in a normal environment by the time this sees the changes of summer and fall occur. But they're around us. And again, if you go out at night, you know, one of the things one of my friends said is that there's so much less pollution in the air because there's so little traffic. The stars are brighter. You can see the planets. You know, you can see the moon. But there are, there really are natural advantages to the fact that we are not polluting our environment to the rate that we were before, and you can notice them. And again, just waving to your neighbors to, you know, to know that they're alive, they're walking around, you know, they're still with us, I think makes a big difference too. And the other thing is, you know, for those of us who are perhaps cooped up in a house with too many people, and goodness knows our human relations must be deteriorating because we're just together too much with people we love. It's good to just get out by yourself. And even if you're listening to music or just walking, just to be by yourself for a little while and know that you have your own identity to hold on to, and you're not going to be submerged in the fact that you have a household that's sort of overwhelming at times. So it all makes a great difference, and I hope that people, you know, that people feel safe enough to do it. Obviously, you have to feel safe to go outside.
And
some people don't. But if you can, it really is an enormous psychological advantage.
And separately, you know, to be able to enjoy that, to be able to welcome that ability to be contemplative or to be with yourself, which is something that got so out of, you know, it's been
exactly.
It went out of fashion, basically.
Exactly, and you know, when I go back to what Marshall said initially, like all these things that we had a choice about doing: do I want to do this or not? Do I want to take a walk or not? You know, it's the afternoon, it's dark, it's a little cold. I think I'll stay inside. Now, because there's no choice, we have so little to choose to do. The fact that we can actually choose to go outside means that we feel that we have some control over our life. And things that, again, we just sort of thought, oh, why bother doing this? I think now we're really realizing how important it is. And Jill, this book I wrote called When Her Voice Was, before her voice was still, about my friend who died of ALS, I used to feel this way all the time. I would visit her. I visited her all the time. And, you know, I would walk home, and I would think, I can walk. And she can't. And it made me realize how precious even something as simple as being able to walk home was. And I think all this is doing is making us realize how precious the things that are left to us really are, and not overlooking them.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wertmann.
Okay.
Food for Mood. Have a good walk.
Judy Wertmann and Food for Mood. Find her, of course, online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Judy Wertmann, Food for Mood.